Hallelujah.
Well, let's go straight into the word this morning. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for your word that gives us life, for your word that brings direction to our world. We wouldn't be where we are, Lord, if we're lost in this world without the scriptures. The scriptures help us. The scriptures guide us, sharpen us, strengthen us, shape us up. We thank you for the word. Your holy word that you have sent to this world to sanitize our lives. Lord, this morning we pray that you will speak to us. You will minister to us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's take our scripture reading this morning from the book of Luke, chapter 5. It reads as follows from verse 1. So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. And so two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing the nets, their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." I want these words to sink deep into your spirit. He said to Simon, and he's saying to you and me, go back, please. He said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and do what? Let down your nets for a catch." Let down your nets for a catch. Verse 5. But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we've toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." Look at that. Jesus asked him to let down. Go back to verse 4. Let down your what? Nets. Look at verse 5. "I will let down the net." So, we can clearly see just by that, he didn't really believe that much could come out of it. So, he decided, "I'll let down one net." I mean, just because you said, because he said, "Let down your nets, all of them. Let down everything. Everything you've got." Verse 4. Be with me, please. He said, "Let down your nets for a catch. All your nets. Everything you've got, let it down." Praise the Lord. Verse 5. "I will let down the net." Let's learn to trust God, brothers and sisters. Because you'll be surprised. Like I was saying just now, usually it's not that God can't do much. It's that you are not willing to follow the instructions to the ultimate. That's what you're doing. But that's not the message. Let's continue. "And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net." So now we have a problem, because you only let one. What was supposed to be a blessing has also become a challenge. Am I talking to somebody here? So it becomes more heavy on you because you didn't follow the instruction fully. He said, "Let down your nets." You let down the net, and now the net is breaking. Yes, there's a problem now. That's a story for another day. Our September series, "Let down your nets." Not let down your net. Let down your nets. Baby, throw it, everything you've got. Put everything inside. Everything. Anything you have. Put it in. Yourself. Ay, 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 ay. Everything you've got. Do you know why a lot of things don't work? You've let down one net. You are trying to catch a shark. You gotta let down everything. You want to get married? Let down your nets. Release everything that you've got. A lot of us, you let down one net of looking good. How do you think that one net will be able to catch a real man? You gotta let down more nets so that you can catch something proper. You're trusting God to catch a job. And you've let down one single CV that you didn't even complete well. By the time you were writing that CV, you had not passed matric. So now you got matric and you wrote there with the pen that I also have matric. You don't have the energy to go back and sit in the laptop and start typing again the whole CV, adding new information. So you are leaving out a lot of nets that you don't know what a person will see, and the person will say, I like you because of this. September series. What is it? Can you help me tell the person, please release those nets? Who are you keeping them for? Who are you keeping the nets? The nets must work. I said the nets must work. You have to let them down. What good is the net in the boat? You tell me. You've packed them. Package them nicely and properly put them there. And you are taking pictures. I've got green nets. Yellow nets. Brown net. What good are the nets in the boat? Let down your nets. All of them. All of them. You are into the ministry, let down your nets. Release your singing, brother. Release your preaching. Release your relational skills. Release the anointing of your life. You don't know what will catch somebody. Release everything. Everything you have. This is why our parents didn't do well. They hired them at Sun City as cleaners. And they released the cleaning net. Every day. But then that person can do more. But they've packaged all the other nets. Put them on the side. They are busy with the cleaning net. And the people never get to know who you actually are. They never get to actually realize who is this person. Because you've kept all the other nets. Do you know, my brother, we have something in Africa. If you buy nice plates. They're already laughing because they know where I'm going. You've got something you call a room divider. It's got two doors.
with glass and shelves. So you buy nice plates, you put them inside, you close and you lock, put the key in the pocket. Every day you are eating on plastic plates. Your nice plate, your nice plate are looking at you. You are looking at your nice plate. I'm asking myself, what is the purpose of the plate? And for the visitors, that you are keeping them for the visitors. I want to ask you a question. Who is more important in that house? A visitor or the owner of the house? So the owner is in his house, but a visitor has more power. Somebody that is visiting for a few hours has more power than the person who built the house. The visitor's power can open the room divider. But the house owner, the room divider is shut. I'm talking to myself this morning. Kakalanyon. Some of you, those plates, they broke by themselves because of the heat inside. They just broke. They said, please, make use of me for something. At least throw me away. Let me go and serve a purpose in the bush. They broke. They broke. And that's what happens when you don't use the net. They break. They break. Before you realize, you can't sing again. The voice is now frog. Oh. When you could release that net of your voice, you kept keeping it inside. Your dancing net now, the waist has turned Kolumaja. You can't move. I saw my son Shepard Lawrence the other day in Google. I saw him do like this. I said, hey, this guy, he's got a dancing net too. He's got a dancing net. Some of you have a cooking net. Nobody knows about it. You are just sitting quietly there, eating spaghetti. But you've got a cooking net. You see how difficult this becomes when you grow older. You cannot use the net anymore. Even though there's a desire, but you can't use them. I hope I'm not teaching this too late for somebody. God has sent me this morning to say to you, do what? Let down your net. Help me preach to somebody. Help me preach to 5 people. Let down your nets. Let down your nets. Let down. Let down. Let down your nets. Let down your nets. I said, let down your nets. Let down your nets. Let all of them. Allow everything that is in you to come out. I mean, after all, God placed it inside, and it is your job to take it outside. If you like, keep it inside. It will stay there. It will stay there. Release your... the way I'm feeling this morning, release yourself. Release. My God. What awaits you is bigger than you can realize. But the problem we are having is that, just like Peter, you've let down the net. Pastor, nobody wants to join me. How many nets have you let down? How many? What have you added to the previous one? Yes, I had sent the CV out there that I can cook, but I've also now added I can drive too. So I want you to upgrade. I've added another net. My wife employs people all the time. She was telling me the other day that some chef got fired because they cannot drive. We don't hire a chef to drive. We hire him to cook. Yet, him not being able to drive is not driving him away. So to add that other net, South Africa going to one. Wow, wow, wow. Let's go, wow. something, they say, No. Like when you say, do you speak Zulu or Tswana? Babu wawaswa. Baku, aha! That's the word I was looking for. Wabua wakuluma. Wabua wakuluma. Can we upgrade that net? Wabua wakuluma was kowa. Wabua wakuluma wateta deprat. Geography. Do you speak English? I want us to push further. How about we add Spanish? You know what is our problem here? Our problem here now is that we have to compete with Chinese. They all speak English. They are the biggest population in the world. Then you have to compete with the Americans. Hey, hello. You have to compete with the Americans, the English. It becomes a problem. How about you add Spanish to your nets? How about a bit of French? Parlez-vous français? C'est quoi votre nom? No, I'm not trying to impress you. I'm French speaking. I mean, it's not like I'm... I'm serious. Look, I'm not trying to impress... I am French speaking. You must have noticed it. Oh, you didn't? I'm French speaking. French is my first language. That's what I grew up speaking. Yeah. All my school was done in French. I grew up in the French side of my country. All my family speak French. My grandparents, everybody, even the ancestors, everybody speak French. Yeah. But the question is, how come I'm preaching in English in South Africa? I added another net. All my friends are in France. They can't come here. They will not survive. I can go to France. I survive. I can go anywhere. I survive. Because I've added a net to my nets. They can't come here. They can't go to the UK. When they go to Canada, they go to Quebec side, the French side. They can't go Montreal. They can't go. I've lost you guys. You need to add some nets of countries as well. Like, how will you travel to a country you don't even know? During the 2010 World Cup, I realized South Africans don't know flags. I was shocked. International flags. A flag will appear. They don't know what this one. I said, what type of people are these? Add the net of flags. Be international. It costs you nothing to know more things. You'll be dating a guy, and then you just say, that is Spain. He said, how do you know? Just add another net. A little detail. Let down your nets. Yes, you got metric. What can you get more? How can you enlarge this thing? What can I add to what I have? What can I add? There's always room. They say that the only room that can never be full is the room for improvement. You can always improve. You can always improve that room because that room is never full. That room can never be filled. No matter where you are now, you can improve. I say you can improve. You can improve. It can get better. You can sing better. You can preach better. You can do it better. You can lead better. You can manage better. You can run your business better. But you need to get more nets. Get more nets, my friend. Get more nets. Your life is closing in.
as you are running out of options. Because that two nets that you had, now there are so many other options, people are no more interested. As businesses are closing all around us, it's a very good signal to all of us that the business is relevant today. It doesn't mean it will be relevant tomorrow. The post office are all closed down because nobody needs them. Uber has come. Take a load has come. Cell phones have come. They are doing that job perfectly. I mean, with the post office, you have to wait for 7 days, sometimes 2 months, before you get something. Take a load, you buy it now. Before the end of the week, it's here. So who wants to use the post office? So all our post office officers, if they didn't let down more nets, I just want to add this as I close for today. This, I was going to talk about more things, but I feel this is what the Lord just wanted me to draw me to this point. Maybe one of the major reasons why you are so stressed is because there's only one net in the world. That's fine. Sole breadwinner in the house. You've turned yourself into the sole breadwinner. You are Jesus Christ. For your family. And you find pleasure in being the only person everybody comes to for help. It makes you happy when your mother asks for money from you. Then your cousin. Then your younger brother. Everybody is turning to you for help. You are Jesus Christ. You feel so good. You feel so fulfilled. Oh my God. This family didn't used to like me. Now at least I have a job. They all love me. You're going to break. If you are not careful. If I were you, I would let down more nets of sending my other cousin to do a bit of training. Sending this one to go and learn another trade. Yes. Instead of giving you money to buy clothes, I will sponsor you to go and learn a bit of computer literacy. Maybe that you can buy a laptop and buy a printer, and then you can maybe do a bit of printing, and that will bring something in the house. I release more nets. Some of us, if you were to lose your job now, the net would be broken. But if I have more nets in the sea, one net breaks, I can still continue business. There are more nets underground. What I've just taught you in the corporate world, they call it multiple streams of income. Jesus stated before them, let down nets. All of them. I like Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, he comes with everything he's got. People that win fight every battle as if it was their last battle. Yes. You don't fight as if you are keeping this strength for something. You lose now. And you might not have any strength left to fight the other battle you were leaving the strength for. Face things head on like this. That's how God challenged me to enter full time, because I have to bring everything I have. Everything I have. I'm giving it. And I want to leave this world, like Dr. Miles Monroe said, empty. I don't want to go to the grave with anything. I want to leave everything behind. If I was supposed to preach a sermon, I must preach it. If I was supposed to sing a song, I must sing it. You came this morning, you found me on my piano. Baby, I'm throwing all my nets. I don't leave anything. Oh. You are very composed. You are diplomatic. I threw everything. My music skills, the little I know, I threw it there. I developed a bit of English speaking, I threw it there. God gave me a bit of understanding in architecture, and I threw it there. Anything he gives me, I throw it there. I don't leave anything behind. Because you never know which one. My little people skills, I threw it there. That's why I'm here. That's why many of you are still here. I will hunt you down and have 1-on-1. 2-on-1, 3-on-1, 4-on-1, 5-on-1. Hey, what will I will do anything just so for you to be there. And you'll be using one net. One net. May God bless you guys this morning. Eh? May God bless you. So this is the key. You're gonna win, lay down your nets. All of them. How many? All of them. All these teams, that they reserve their best player for the last minute of the game. But that's the most stupid mistake you can ever make in your life. Now you've got this good player. He said, no, I'm not releasing you now. Let them play. Towards the end. What if by the time you are releasing this man, you are down by 4 goals? What is Pastor saying today? Let down your youth, Komotso. Your youth, being young, is a net. When you are young, there are certain things you can do. Don't be young and you are using the net of youth as nothing. Meaning, you are joking with your youth. You are behaving like you are an old man. When you are young, being young in itself is a net. Your brain works in a certain way. You have strength. You have energy to for days. It's a net. Throw it all in. Everything that you've got, throw it in there. It's the right time to study. It's the right time to learn. It's the right time to get all these degrees. When you are young, throw down that net. Release it fully. Release it fully. Because a time is coming, baby, where you cannot study. You ask my wife. We've been trying to study. It's not easy. So you open the page. Oh, but I remember in my school days, I sit in the corner of my house. Of the house. And I would memorize pages. I will memorize them. How do you think I'm speaking English? I used to memorize the English dictionary. Yeah. Many times I will be on my way to school holding the dictionary in my hands. I had a small pocket. It was called a pocket. Very small. People used to laugh at me all the time because they say I'm talking to myself. They say I'm mad. Because I'm always talking to myself. They thought I was talking to myself. Meanwhile, half the time, I'm trying to remember the word I have memorized in English. So I'd be walking. I'm going to school. The. Imagine you meet me on the road. I'm saying, the. This guy has really lost his mind. Meanwhile, I'm releasing my English net. I say I'm releasing my English net. Yeah. Today, come and laugh at me. tomorrow, today they might laugh at you, sir. Tomorrow they will celebrate you.
When your net, oh, when you start pulling your nets, caterpillar, sardines, shark, this one sharks, this one whales, ah, this one tilapias.
They will be jealous, but they can do nothing. Your boat will be full. Hallelujah. Are you blessed by that little word and let down? Let down your net of relationships. God gave you a good personality. Release it. Release it. Be friendly. You never know. Always smile. Always be nice. Let down the net of your smile. Say, smile. Let down that net. Do you realize that every time you smile, you are inviting? A father used to tell his daughters, a girl must always smile. He used to tell his daughters, a girl must always smile. He said, if you don't smile, you never get a husband. Never. You will never get a husband. You keep going around like you are Rambo, you are Terminator, you will never get a husband. Never. You are intimidating the brothers. A daughter must always smile. I learned that the Iranian mothers train their daughters even worse. They said to them, even if they just send you to go and buy bread, next door, do your makeup first. Oh, they're always on makeup, full-blown makeup, head to toe, just to go and buy bread. So I asked the Iranian woman, why do you guys always put on makeup? I mean, just go there is makeup. She says, because I'm not a student. You never know. Between your house and the shop, you can meet your husband. You can meet destiny. And you want your husband to meet you with one thing here in the eye that, you know those eye mucus. What do you call those things? That toko. You want your husband meet you with some toko. Yeah. Saliva. You're wearing a duku, and the duku has things of oil, oil stains on the duku. I should stop. Let me stop. Let me stop this preaching. It's too much for us. I'm telling you something. Let down those nets. Release yourself. Yeah. And somebody said, hey, Pastor, that's high maintenance. It's a lot of work. I mean, every time, it's a lot of... That's why you have nothing. That's why you have nothing. Because, you see, you are concerned more about the work than the benefits. That's why you are struggling. I mean, how can I, every time I go out, I must put on makeup. I am not even like into makeup much. Like I'm using it as an example. Don't now leave here and you go kill yourself painting your face every time until your face becomes yellow. I'm not saying that. But LP taught us here yesterday how to do eyebrows, shades. Do you remember those live class that she gave here yesterday? The shape of your face. What type of hairstyle colorates well with the shape of your face? That's why brothers are running away from you. Because you appear like Father Christmas all the time. They don't know whether they are dealing with a ghost or they are dealing with their ancestors. Thank God for LP. She taught us the shape, the face, Okay, if I have an oval face, is this rectangular?
Is this?
There are the face shapes. And somebody here is saying, that's a lot of work. I mean, I don't know. I don't need that. I'm busy. You keep talking that it's a lot of work. Release your net, your face net. Your face is a net also. Most of the decisions people make about you is based on your face. I can argue about 85 to 90% of the decision is your face. Because I don't like his face. I don't like his face. They don't really mean the face. They mean the whole person. But they refer to the face. Because your face is actually you. That's why in your ID, what do we use? Your face. And you are shown face shapes. And you are saying it's a lot of work. I can advise, I can say here, I only saw one woman yesterday from Mukwasi taking pictures of this. Only one. Ask your daughters that are here if they ever took a picture of this. Now, she's not trying to take a picture. But they were, yes, yes, LP, yes, yes. And as soon as you move to the next slide, they forgot that one. Because it's of no interest to them. Of no interest. But that could be a net. That could be a net that you could use. Isn't it? Are you blessed? I'm not now saying that go and start a study of face on the internet. I'm just using as an example. I'm always not correcting this thing so that you don't now make it your life mission, your life goal. Yeah. Amen. Are you blessed? Let's stand on our feet, please. I will let down my nets. Not my net. Give us the statement of Peter. I will let down the net. You know, I can talk about that the whole time. He didn't even appropriate it. Look at the statement of Jesus to him. Let down your Jesus Christ said, let down the nets. Let down your nets. There are things you have. Let down your nets. Look at his answer to Jesus. I will let down the net. It's impersonal. He's not connected to it. It means nothing to him. Praise the Lord. Well, may God bless you as we enter this month. We will let down our nets. All of them. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and start thanking God for the word. Ask God to give you wisdom to use this word. There are many areas where you can apply this word, but God has to give you the wisdom. Father, help me to let down my nets in my ministry, in my marriage, in my studies, in my business, in my basanta, wherever I'm serving. Father, help me. Come on, somebody pray that prayer. Lord, give me wisdom to let down my nets. Let down my nets in how I'm raising my children, how I'm talking to my children. Lord, help me with wisdom to know how to let down my nets. Somebody is praying that prayer right now. You are praying that prayer right now. The only room that is never full is the room of improvement. Where can I improve? What can I add to what I already have? This message has come to break the routine of our lives. To break out of that routinous life that doesn't produce more anymore. Father, I want to lay down my nets. All of them, all of them. Come on, somebody. Pray that prayer, pray that prayer. Lay down your nets. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. I give you praise, Lord. I give you thanks, Lord. We receive wisdom today. We receive grace today. We receive help from above today. We are not afraid, Lord. We believe and trust the word of God. That these nets will produce. These nets, we don't know which one will produce. So we let all of them out. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. life to Christ today, I would like to pray with you. Eyes closed and heads bowed right here today. And you want to be born again. You would like your sins to be forgiven. You want Jesus to come into your life. I would like to pray with you. I'm going to ask you to step here. Raise your right hand. When you hear three, I'm going to count up to three. Say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want you to be born again. I want my sins to be forgiven. Maybe the main net that you need to let down is the net of your life. Give it to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. Let down that net. It's a whole net. God, as I'll show you next week, God can do so much with your life if you let Him. If you let Him. If you let Him. Thank you for your soul. Thank you for your soul. Now you are here, you say, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. At the count of three, please raise your right hand and I pray with you. One, two, three. Your hand up. God bless you. 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 Thank you so much. Get the hands now. Now, you are already born again. This morning, you want to recommit yourself to God. You've pulled out of very important things, and this message has challenged you. Maybe you've stopped letting die the net of prayer, the net of the study of God, the net of fasting, the net of evangelism. So many nets that are not being put to use. Hence, the catch is close to life. He wants you to commit to God to maximize every net. So, Pastor, pray with me. Won't you? I feel that I don't know what happened to me, but maybe I got discouraged along the way and I just dropped a lot of things. I stopped using some of these nets because maybe they didn't work once or twice. But today I just want to let you work in and through me. I want you to commit myself to me. At the count of three, you can also raise your hand so I can pray with you. One, two, three. Your hand up. I want you to commit. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Now, all of you that raise your hand first, second time, can I ask you to please come and join me here so I can pray with you? Make your way, please. Let's celebrate God for them. Thank you. Please make your way. Make your way. Make your way. Make your way. That's right. That's right. Make your way. That's right. 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 We are making our way. Letting down the nets. Letting down the nets. Letting down the nets. Can you raise your two hands to the Lord? I want to pray for you specifically, even though it's a prayer of salvation, which I'm going to do, but I want to really pray for you for strength. Because some of us, you just got discouraged along the way, you understand? Like, you just drop all your nets. You just drop them because you were discouraged. And God is going to strengthen you today. God is going to strengthen you. I think that that's campus, the children come. I want to pray strength. Even if you stand just on the side, you are not part of them. Just me. And if you also want prayer, just for strength, I'll call you just now. But you can already come if you want. Now, you repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Please forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I might be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved, restored, born again. I'm a child of God. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me, for restoring me, for saving me. In Jesus' name.